At the World Cup opener in Ruka, Finland earlier this month, Nick Page made it to the finals for the second time in his life and became the first American to throw a cork 14 in international competition. That trick entails a flip and four spins after racing down a steep hill with lots of bumps on it. He's also working on a double so that he'll be ready when and if the trick becomes legal in international competition.
I've definitely kind of throughout my whole career been very comfortable in the air and like trying to, you know, do the more challenging things that not many other people do. And that definitely kind of came around this year. Was the third person ever to compete a cork 14-40 in World Cup competition, and then also the first American to do so. Did that in Ruka, Finland, which was awesome. It was super fun to finally get one under my belt in the big show. And then also I'm kind of working on this new jump that's not actually allowed in moguls yet. It's called a double cork 1080. So it's two flips, and that's why it's banned right now. But we've heard kind of rumors that in the next few years it might become a totally legal jump, and then thought, why not try to get ahead of the curve now and then be ready once we get the green light.
This is Page's second year on the team, and he knows the impacts the COVID-19 pandemic has caused to international competition.
Yeah, it's definitely different this year than it has been. We have to take into different precautions and all. But we've honestly been super lucky to get to do what we've been able to, and the U.S. ski and snowboard teams put great resources behind us to make sure we do it safely.
Moguls is an event that isn't only timed, but also judged.
So it's scored out of your 100% scale. 60% of that is your turn quality, how well you ski the course. And then 20% is on your jumps, how well you execute them, how well you land. And then 20% is calculated in off your speed, too. So a lot of times you think like, and it definitely changes from event to event, too, on how the course is set up. But it's really most of the time you need all three pieces to go together to win, which is one of the fun things. You can't just be good at one aspect of it. You need kind of a mixed bag.
Nick Page competed at the Deer Valley Freestyle World Cup last year for the first time and made the finals, ending up in 10th overall. He'll be back again next year competing on a hill that he's been skiing on since he was 7. The competition will be held February 4th through the 6th. Due to the pandemic, for the first time in its 23-year history, there will be no spectator zones. Fans are encouraged to tune in or stream online. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.